Case number 12,866, Mary Kuchinski seeks variances from the separation distance between units requirement for proposed structures. The section is 115, 188 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southwest side of South Gloucester Circle within the Fairfield at Long Neck community. 911 address is 35776 South Gloucester. I say it wrong every time. Circle.
Gloucester.
Gloucester, thank you. I knew you were going to get me on that. Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 8, Unit B85. The applicant is seeking a 1.8-foot variance from the separation distance requirement for a proposed deck and a 1.3-foot variance from the separation requirement for a proposed screen porch. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Speak. Can you be sworn in at this time?
You want to swear in your witness? And...
Sure, we can do that now.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Kuchinski, that's K-U-C-H-I-N-S-K-Y. Residence is 35776 South Gloucester Circle, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Counselor.
Thank you.
May I make a correction? We do have one letter of support from their architecture committee.
Thank you. Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mackenzie Pete. For the record, I'm an attorney at the law firm of Saul Ewing, and I'm here on behalf of Lori McDonald and Mary Kuchinski, the applicant seeking a variance from the 40-foot separation between units requirement as provided in Section 115-188(e)(2) of the code for a proposed screen porch and deck. The condominium unit is located at 35776 South Gloucester Circle, Unit Number 5 and Building Number 8 in Millsboro, Delaware. And it's further identified as tax map parcel number 234-30-8-B8-5. The property owner is Ms. Kuchinski, one of the applicants, and she's owned the property since 2005. The property is located, as Ms. Norwood stated, in the community of Fairfield of Long Neck condominium that was developed by Anderson Homes in the early 2000s. The applicants received preliminary approval of their proposed porch and deck with final approval subject to grant of its requested variances from the HOA specifically. A copy of that preliminary approval letter was submitted into the record upon receipt. We didn't receive it though until September 14 of this year. The applicants are specifically seeking to develop a small 10 feet by 10 feet deck and a 10 feet by 10 feet screen porch consistent with other decks and screen porches in their community, like those decks and porches that are shown in Exhibit E. The deck is proposed to be uncovered and the screened in area is proposed to be covered so that the applicants can enjoy reasonable use, outdoor use specifically of their unit that otherwise can be challenging in a condominium type setting. And currently there's only one small patio area that can only be accessed from their unit by actually going down the stairs and through the back door of their garage when otherwise all living accommodations are on what would be the first floor above the garage. Exhibit B and C includes a proposed conditions plan showing the distance from the opposite building for a portion of the proposed screen porch at 38.7 feet, requiring, as Ms. Norwood stated, a 1.3 variance. And for the proposed deck at 38.2 feet, requiring a 1.8 feet variance. Notably, the buildings are oriented in a way that creates varying distances from one another. As such, a portion of the proposed structure will actually comply with the 40 feet separation requirement, but because of the slanted and step-like separation of buildings and layout, the distance is less than 40 feet as just described in some locations. On the same point, Exhibit A includes property and deed information as well as the record plat for Fairfield at Long Neck. So research showed that, as I just stated, not all buildings in the community were the same distance from one another, creating this issue where some units can actually develop a deck and porch like this without seeking a variance, but then other units have to not only seek the HOA approval, but also have to seek a variance. You know, one or more variances from the county, which does create a unique situation here. The record also included one variance that we found of record. There were also some reference variances to two other units in 2009, but we couldn't find records on that specifically. But it appears there's three other units that have the same issue. Are there any questions about, before I move into legal requirements, just about the proposed structure itself? I can answer questions at the end too, if that's better. So moving on, this board pursuant to sections 115-2009 and 2011 has the authority to grant a variance in the yard requirements in any district so as to relieve practical difficulties or particular hardships in cases when and where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, or other unusual characteristics of shape or size of a specific piece of property at the time of the enactment of such regulation or restriction or by reason of exceptional topographical conditions or other extraordinary situation or condition of such piece of property or by reason of the use or development of property immediately adjacent thereto, the strict application of each regulation or restriction would result in peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties to or exceptional hardship upon the owner of such property. And then, of course, no such variance shall be authorized by this board unless it finds that the applicant has complied with the five criteria that are more fully set forth in section 115-211B of the code and the Board of Adjustment application. I intend to address the criteria just all collectively so as not to be repetitive of the same facts as the same criteria applies for each variance requested. So the applicant complies with the criteria because first, the condominium unit as stated is uniquely separated from the opposite building at varying distances because of the developer's layout of each building and the community generally. As such, a portion of the proposed structure will be located at 38.2 feet to 38.7 feet from the opposite building. The proposed structure cannot be developed in strict conformity with the code due to such physical circumstance to enable the reasonable use and enjoyment of an outdoor space proposed in the unit's rear yard that could be accessed from their first floor living area. The unique physical circumstance has not been created by the applicant, but by the layout of the development, as the separation between units is not uniform and at varying distances. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. To the contrary, and as stated, the proposed use is consistent with and similar to other screen porches and decks in the community as confirmed by the Condominium Association's letter and that Exhibit F as well in the community, or in the exhibit packet, excuse me. And finally, the variances are the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible to allow this small 10 by 10 feet deck and then the 10 by 10 feet porch at all points. In conclusion, the applicant requests this board grant each of its variance requests. We've already obviously had Ms. Kaczynski be sworn in. Can I entertain questions?
Any questions from the board?
Just a confirmation, Ms. Pete, that would you agree that it's the building orientation of the primary buildings that are causing us to be here tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did anybody look or research how many units in this community already have these types of decks and porches?
I would say from a visual hand count, there were 10 that I noticed when I visited on site, but I did not do a survey of the whole community.
Okay, so approximately 10, and we know of...
Possibly more, and we know of three plus
And we know of three that got variances. Mm-hmm. Does staff know of any others that got variances?
I don't have any notes to where we've done a
count.
Full search. I know there have been variances okay. in that community.
The record plans for the community suggest that the buildings are somewhere between 42 feet up to about 52 feet, again, an approximation. So that's where we have, you know, some units can obviously just develop it with just HOA approval, and then others have to come before you.
So it seems like the majority of them do not need variances.
Yes.
That's kind of hard. I mean...
Well, that front based on observation.
I mean, that could just be due to the fact that people who needed variances just didn't bother to go through. I don't know. But you see what I'm struggling with here as far as the uniqueness of the property, because I don't want to get in a situation where two-thirds of them need variances and then they're coming to us.
Well, I think that when you look at even this unit itself, there's a portion of this unit that actually does comply, right? There's a portion of the structure that does comply and is at 40.1. And so, you know, it really is unique in the community. There's many other porches and decks. And the HOA's letter confirms that There's been other communities, other units, excuse me, that have sought approval, so.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Ms. Sharp?
Couple of things. First off, does your client want to affirm your statements so we don't miss that?
Yes, I affirm them. In the community, there's two separate areas in the community. There's a long separation. Caswell Plumbing and Heating kind of takes up the front space of the area, and then you have to go down a road, and there's another part of the development. There has to be at least 40 houses that have the deck, the combined decks.
In the entire community?
In
that
entire community, thank you.
The building to your rear that we're getting close to, does it have, does that unit have a deck off of it or a porch off of it?
No.
Because one of the things is, if you go and do this, and your neighbor says, gee, I'd like to do that too on the other side, there's no way they could do it without a variance, even if they wanted to do one that was smaller.
I would imagine so, that they would need a variance.
And
there
think,
are two other, there's a next door, the next door neighbor has the patio and deck structure and backs up to that other set of
units
as well.
And it's one thing, like, if you're the first one to do it, and you've, like, you're meeting the separation distance. It's another one, you got to get a variance to do that, and you may be encouraging your neighbors to the side of you to do it and going all the way down, and then on the other side doing the same thing. We don't want to have a derogation of the zoning code with that. And I know that there was a case that you cited, Ms. Pete, from 2013, but in the interim, there's been a court case that came out that kind of made us have to look at the impact on the neighborhood with mm-hmm. these things, not just alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but that we're not making a derogation of the zoning code itself.
I would say in this particular community, there's obviously, according to my client here, you know, at least 40. Yes, maybe they didn't have to seek variances, but at least three we believe have. This
yes,
would be
sir.
The fourth. And
well, I think that gets to the point. You may not have to seek a variance because your envelope was your envelope. But once we start getting outside the envelope, then it's now they've got to go outside their envelope, and they got to go. It creates something where now you have a community of areas that don't meet 40 feet.
But that's not exactly the case, because not every unit would have to seek one. Not every unit would be required to seek a variance. And we're just building a 10x10, you know, foot structure, just like every other structure that appears to be
so
in the community.
I see your point, but I also see
with
the
what's
building
going on
here.
In the community.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 units here that are on the northeast side,
and
6, 7, and 8, that do not appear to have any
variance of record.
No, that don't appear to have a deck or porch.
And I don't know what units you're specifically referring
okay,
to when
the
you're
ones,
looking down.
You're looking at the rear, the next three down. There's, and that's what this, I'm just looking at the site plan. I don't know if they do. But do the ones across the way, do they have any decks?
Exhibit E specifically showed the surrounding conditions. So if you looked, if you step outside the Mary and Lori's property and you look to the left, there's a proposed structure just like the one proposed, just, you know, one unit separated over. And then we also have, if you were out in their backyard and you look diagonally to the left, there's also, I see one, two, there's at least three there as well. And that is the same, you know, elsewhere in the community.
But are those buildings as close to the
building? We didn't survey all of the other units. I mean, that would be,
sure,
you know,
no,
yeah.
I get it. But I also see that this could impact at least 8 units. Potentially, if everybody wanted to do the same thing of a 10-foot deck, it would appear that at least that all of them would have to have this variance as well.
Well, also to be fair, I believe it was Mr. Werfel, we don't know if there were other units that required variances or not, but it appears, at least in this case, we do need a variance, and that's all I can speak to that point.
All right.
And we do think it's reasonable and consistent in a community like this.
Is there a reason why the deck and the porch, a smaller one, would not work for you, Ms. Kuczynski? I hope I said that right. Kuczynski?
Very good, yes.
All right.
Well, Counselor, one of the things are I'm retired. So what a quality of life would like is, you know, to make it, if you make it smaller, it's going to be very difficult to put like a table and chairs on the porch where there's going to be a screened in area. And I don't know what you would put, maybe two lounge chairs or maybe two chairs, and if you made it smaller on the open deck. So kind of like I said, like a quality of life thing, would like to, you know, enjoy it to the fullest capacity that we could possibly do.
Is that, and is this a condo or a townhouse?
It's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse, so it's all in the part of your lot too, right?
Yes.
It's not, okay. I know some of these are condos and then there's limited areas and not, so we don't have that issue here.
No.
Are there any steps that project off of this? I don't recall seeing that on the plan. So it's just ground level on the...
There's a cement pad on the bottom that's already in place. And then this would just be above the cement.
Okay. How tall is the deck going to be? How high will it be off the ground?
There's specifications. I don't know if we had.
Because if it's a ground level deck, it wouldn't even need a variance. That's why I'm curious.
It's hard to make out, but on the, I believe it looks like it's either 10 or 15 feet. If you go to the plans, there's just a hand sketch. I'm having difficulty making out the one number, though, that shows what the height would be. But it's above the garage floor level on the first floor level, where all of their living accommodations are.
And there's going to be something, is there going to be something above it, too?
No.
Okay. I noticed there were some pictures, and neighbors seem to have, like...
Yes.
And I couldn't quite tell if that was your plan here.
They were built when it was built from the beginning. They were
put into
the... Yes.
Okay. I got you. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I have another one. Looking back at the findings of fact from 2013, where it says, this is not our Mr. Sharp, I presume. This is a different Mr. Sharp. Mr. Sharp testified that variances for three similar decks in the neighborhood were approved by the board in 2009. Was anybody able to find those variances?
No, I had stated that we looked and we could not find them.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe he was mistaken when he said that, because if we weren't able to find them, wouldn't they be there?
Well, it would probably be an internal search. I don't know if they could find it on what's available to them.
Yeah, it used to be...
Because it's not on the computer.
Yeah, you can go to the computer back to 2011.
Right. I would have to.
That would require
more searching.
Archive search, so... It was probably a statement made, maybe not verified by staff, but something that you said.
Okay.
Yeah, not for this case.
But when the board approved it in 2013, we're not aware of any more applications since then? Are we not?
I would have to research.
You'd have to do more. Okay.
Based on the land use map that is available, I think that you're familiar. There's standard county aerial map overlay that shows you zoning districts, etc. But there's another mapping feature on the county's website that goes back to, I think it's 2011, I believe that's correct, and it shows existing variances, and this was the only one that I could pull for this.
Okay.
Based off that exercise that I do every time we have a variance and or another application.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Just to note, that mapping feature has been deactivated.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know. I'm glad I was able to pull this then before it's no longer accessible.
Didn't keep the old information?
When you go to our mapping now, the online mapping, it takes you to our current land use application.
Oh, it's not there.
And... docket search, which if you were watching me, I was doing that. It shows two pins in what is the broad property of all
and that's
of that.
Different from even when we submitted the application, so I wasn't aware of that other feature either. Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I just got a comment. I feel like if these buildings were straight, we wouldn't be having this issue right now. Just the way they're like kind of like steps both ways, and it, and I can't tell from here, but it almost looks like it was one house over. Might need less of a variance. I don't, I'm not a mathematician or anything, but it looks like she might need less of a variance, and maybe not even one, or maybe on the corner too. But it just, to me, it just seems that was straight, you wouldn't be here today.
I think the reason with the townhouses is that you see them offset like that. No, it's more so you don't have just a wall of it. It's an aesthetic thing. So particularly back in 05 when those were built, you see a lot of them that are offset. Some of them might be out, and then the next one in, out, in. You mm-hmm. see that with some places around here. I think the idea was you didn't want to have something to just look like a big wall. Yeah.
More for the layman who doesn't know anything about architecture and stuff like that. I'm a different field, but I would just think that if it was straight, that you wouldn't need this. Yes, yes, sir. Correct.
I'm still fascinated with the party wall. Comment.
Are there any other questions?
Nope. Ms. Pete and Ms. Kaczynski, you yes. can take a seat for a second.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Not seeing any. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? All good? All right, this time we'll close the public hearing for case number 12866. Is there a motion for case number 12866?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12866 for Mary Kuczynski. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property does have some unique conditions based on the setting of the buildings and how they're kind of the stair pattern in the back. I believe that it will not, I don't believe it will alter essential character of the neighborhood or impair appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties or be detrimental. And I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12866 has been approved. Anything else?
Nice job, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Instead of Sherman, the chairman, it's all LPC.
Yeah.